Morning, honey.
Morning, sweetheart.
So, today's our wedding day. Oh, it feels great, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does.
I'm glad. I was afraid after last night you might be just a little hungover.
Oh, me? No, I just had a few drinks.
Helen, come on. When I came in, you were handcuffed to a half-naked stripper.
Don't be ridiculous. Oh, yeah. So how'd your bachelor party go?
I don't want to talk about it. But the important thing is, in 3 hours and 7 minutes, we are going to be husband and wife. But first, breakfast.
Yay.
Ta-da.
Oh, boy. Scrambled eggs.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, yeah, you don't know how this makes me feel.
Oh, thanks. No. Ooh, I almost forgot the pork links. Wow. You really wolfed those down. You want some more?
No, please. Plenty.
There you go. Okay, let's see here. Helen, breakfast. Check.
What is that?
It's our wedding schedule.
You have a wedding schedule?
Well, look, I know this seems a little bit retentive, but thanks to this schedule right here, our wedding is going to run like a well-oiled machine. Right now, the cake is en route, the flowers are being delivered, and Brian is at the store picking up our tuxes. God.
Oh, I don't believe this. How did this happen?
Oh, I don't know.
You seduced me.
Me? Who's the one who crawled into my bed by mistake?
Oh, it was a mistake, all right. It was the biggest mistake of my life.
Really? You weren't complaining very much a few hours ago. Or have you forgotten somebody screaming, yes, yes, take me home, monkey man?
Don't flatter yourself. I was way overdue. Way, way overdue.
Oh, jeez.
What?
It's 9:30. I should have been at the tuxedo shop an hour ago.
Oh, my God. I'm supposed to be at the hotel doing Helen's hair and makeup. Let go.
No, you let go.
I am not walking across this room stark naked.
Why? Didn't stop you last night from doing a backflip and singing the Wisconsin High fight song stark naked.
Oh, I have got to get out of here and take the longest shower of my life.
Let go of it.
Over my dead body.
No, thanks. Already been there. It's about time, Brian. Oh, it's you. Hey, have you seen Brian? He was supposed to be here an hour ago with the tuxes.
No, I haven't. But what do you think?
I think I'm going to kill him if he's not here in about 1 minute.
No. I meant me. How do I look?
You look fine.
Fine? No. I don't look fine. I look dashing. I look elegant. I look like a million freaking bucks.
What the hell is Brian? He's screwing up my whole wedding schedule.
You have a wedding schedule?
Yeah. Look, I'm gonna let you in on a big secret, but you have got to promise not to tell another living soul.
I promise. What is it?
I padded the schedule an extra half hour. In case things got backed up.
You're a rebel. Can't wait for Casey to see me in this tux. No, today might just be the day I make my move. No, for once, she won't see me as Antonio, the lowly cab driver. No, the servant, the one everybody's always ordering around.
Right, now get downstairs and start greeting people.
Oh, right. I'm an usher.
I know. I'm late. I'm sorry. There's no excuse. Brian, do you have any idea what time it is? Oh, who are you kidding? Everybody knows you padded that thing. Relax. Got the ring. Picked up the tuxes. This looks a little small. It's the same one that you tried on the other day. Well, you really should drop this whole control thing, Joey. I mean, really, you should just
Learn to delegate and trust that your friends will come through for you.
Well, I guess it's true what they say, huh? Married life really does pack on the old pounds.
Brian, you gotta do something. I'm getting married in a few minutes, and I look like Zippy the Chimp!
And with the right bow tie and a pair of roller skates, you could pull that off.
Okay, that's it. I'm wearing yours.
No way, man. Then I'll look like the idiot. But hey, it's your day, so be my guest. You're one tense person, you know that? You really should learn to relax, take life more in stride. Well, that's just way too big. I don't get it. I don't get it. I went to the tux shop like you told me to, and I picked up the tuxes that said...
Hackle.
What?
You picked up the tuxes for the Hackle Bar Mitzvah.
You're just gonna find a way of making this my fault, aren't you?
What am I gonna do, Brian?
All right, just relax, relax. Have a mint, okay? I'm gonna take these back to the tux shop, and I'll get the right tuxes, okay?
Brian.
What?
Have I told you lately that you suck?
You know, I've seen MacGyver do this 100 times. Hey, give that guy a piece of dental floss, he could bust out of a Turkish prison.
Well, thanks for coming, Casey. Where have you been?
Don't ask me that. Don't ever ask me that. I have plumbed the depths of human depravity. Does anyone have a cert?
I've got Tic-Tac in my purse.
Yeah, I once saw MacGyver tick down an F-18 with a Tic-Tac.
Faye, are these sugar-free?
Oh, you don't have to worry about that.
Very sweet of you to say, but actually,
oh,
I do.
Do you mind if I have one? Oh, thanks, I appreciate it. You get this handcuff off me, and you make me look beautiful.
Oh, Helen, relax, you're already beautiful. Give me some room, I got some major work to do.
No. MacGyver could get rid of those raccoon circles, give her a kicky hairdo, do it all with just spit.
Well, could you do me a favor and go get a hacksaw?
It's a hacksaw. That's so A-team.
Okay, just relax, and we're gonna start with a little base. Oh, my.
What?
Well, our eyes are a tad red.
Oh, God.
Now, don't you worry. I'll just run down to the hotel store and get you some eye drops.
Okay. I'm getting married in an hour, and I look like a roadkill.
Hello?
Hello.
Look, about last night.
What about it?
Well, you didn't go blabbing to your brother, did you?
Of course not. As far as I'm concerned, nothing happened.
Well, you got that right. Nothing happened.
Absolutely. Nothing happened. 3 times.
7 times for me. I gotta get these eye drops
to Joe. I gotta get this tux to Joe. Oh, damn.
I know. Oh.
We're sick!
Oh, hi, Casey. What's happening?
Happening? Nothing's happening. Why would something be happening?
So, Casey, how about saving me the first dance?
Sure, Antonio. Can't wait.
Okay, then it's a date. I'll catch you later.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Hey, Brian. I am in, baby.
How good of you to drop by. I'm getting ready to get married, my makeup's not done, and you're supposed to give me big hair.
Sorry.
What'd you do to your dress?
What do you mean?
Well, it's on backwards.
Oh, well, I thought that the bow made my butt look big, so I switched it.
Oh. That
right. I'd like to switch my dress like you did.
I recommend it. I haven't felt this good in years.
You do look radiant.
That's such a lovely thought, Faye. But aren't you supposed to be saying that to the bride?
Okay. And we will be just as soon as you use these eye drops. We'll start your makeup. I just have to fix the scuff on my shoe.
Those are new. How'd you get them scuffed up already?
What are you, a cop? Ow. My eyes are stinging. What kind of eye drops are these?
Binaca. If it's any consolation, your eyes smell minty fresh.
Are you okay?
Yeah, maybe you better go flush your eyes out.
I'm all right.
Oops, hold on. Oh, God, if I drop that magic marker, it's going to get on my dress. That stuff's permanent.
Don't worry. It didn't get on your dress.
It's not so bad. I'm getting married in 5 minutes, and I look like Hitler.
Hey, Hackett. You better get down there. Your guests are getting mighty antsy.
Yeah, well, I'd like to, but I got no best man, I got no tuxes, and this flippy little thing in my hair is driving me nuts. Hey, Brian, where the hell have you been? You're not carrying tuxes. I don't see tuxes.
It's a little problem.
Problem. Don't tell me there's a problem.
Okay. I've lost the tuxes. I don't know where they are, but hey, no problem.
Can I see you for a second? Brian, how could you do this to me? You are the worst best man. In fact, you better give me the ring, or did you lose that too?
No, I didn't lose that too, all right, Smarty?
Here it is.
I think you owe me an apology.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. Here it is, my wedding day, and I'm selfishly thinking about me. And after all you've been through, I mean, throwing me that terrible bachelor party and losing the tuxes, what's going on, fella? Are you okay?
Hey, let's get the show on the road. It's getting rowdy down there. Somebody just sent Grandma Chapel out on a beer run. Besides, the sooner we start this wedding, sooner I get that first dance with Casey.
You slept with Casey? I cannot believe that you slept with Casey.
Future dad, I'll put it on. The ring!
No!
Keep your hands off her!
Keep your hands off me!
Pig! Dog!
Guys, my hand is stuck.
Okay, everybody out. I gotta use a can.
Is it coming off?
Well,
you know, Casey, ever since I was a little girl, I always dreamed about my wedding, a horse-drawn carriage, 8 attendants carrying my train. But nowhere in that picture did it include me looking like Zorro.
Huh.
Lowell, would you please do something?
All right. I know what I gotta do. I'm gonna go get the big wrench.
Okay, tux update. Did you get him?
No, I just thought I'd keep you up to speed.
Come here!
Any progress?
No. What's Antonio doing?
Oh, much better. I sat him down, I gave him some good advice. Drink until there's a crowd standing over you saying, "You okay, buddy?" Hey, Hackett, how you doing? You look flushed.
Come here!
Oh, lighten up! Come on! I just came to tell you that the preacher's leaving in 10 minutes. He's got another wedding in Boston at 2.
Oh, perfect.
No, I just can't shake this feeling that somehow all this is partly my fault.
Oh, you look okay?
Oh, Helen, you look beautiful.
You sure don't have that Wayne Newton thing happening.
No. Makeup covered everything. Perfect.
This is it, Casey. It's the most important moment of my life.
Let's go get you out. Your bride is ready.
Lowell, I need you to stall Helen. And I don't want her to freak out, so whatever you do, do not tell her I'm stuck in the toilet.
Hey, give me a little credit. Who is it?
Where's Joe?
Joe can't come out right now.
What do you mean he can't come out right now?
Well, Helen, Joe got cold feet. There'll be no wedding today. Better luck next time. See ya. I think I bought you a little time, Joe.
What do you mean Joe's got cold feet? Where is he?
Hi, honey.
Joe, why is your hand in the toilet?
I'm stuck.
We're supposed to get married right now, and your hand is stuck in the toilet? Oh, I don't think so.
Helen, no.
All the stupid, idiotic things to do on our wedding day. What possessed you to put your hand in the toilet?
Your ring fell in.
Oh, hold on, baby. Don't let that sucker go.
Look, we have to do something. Has anyone thought of using a bar of soap?
You know, MacGyver once used a bar of soap to shut down a nuclear reactor.
I think I remember seeing a bar of soap in the linen closet across the hall. Casey, would you like to look for it with me?
Oh, yes, Brian, I would. That is a good idea.
What's taking so long up here? Oh, dear, you should have just called housekeeping.
Okay, baby. You don't want Antonio Scarpacci? Fine. Here's a little taste of what you'll be missing. It's even better than I ever dreamed.
I guess this dress is more flattering than I thought.
Joe, what are we gonna do? This is supposed to be the happiest day of our life. It's not gonna happen.
Oh, honey.
How's that?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to witness the joining of Helen and Joe in marriage. Joe, Helen, this is a very special day for you and a very special day for your friends.
Lana!
Who are all here. Anyway, these two wonderful people have put a lot of thought into this day, and as is so often the tradition, they have written their own vows. Joe?
Helen, as I stand here before you today, I know that I am the luckiest man in the world. You're the love of my life. You're my best friend. And I promise to do everything I can to make every day of our life together as special as this moment. Helen, I love you. I've always loved you. And I always will love you.
Helen.
Joe, I have a little secret. Ever since I was a little girl, I've dreamed of this moment. And now, as I look up into your eyes, I see the boy that I fell in love with and the man I want to spend the rest of my life with. Be my husband, be my partner, be my friend.
May we have the rings, please?
Look,
do I do?
Go. Oh, hang on. Hold on. Hold on. Brian, you want to lift that lid up there? There you go. This one's for you, MacGyver.
Okay, then. Joe, do you take Helen to be your wife? To love, honor, and cherish as long as you both shall live?
I do.
And Helen, do you take Joe to be your husband? To love, honor, and cherish as long as you both shall live?
I do.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Next, Janet and Chrissy prove that while leisure suits may have gone out of style, short shorts never will. Stay tuned for Three's Company next, right here on Nick at Night.